Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and I'm Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
Okay, what do we have to tell you about? Now, you know, we thought about this. Should we say it? Should we say it, Larry? And we decided we should.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's up to you. You know, you like to share everything, so I just flow. I just go with it. Go ahead. Let them know.
Our neighbors next door moved out. They're a lovely couple. They moved south to Florida. You know, we live in Pennsylvania. It's cold. And, you know, we were apprehensive about, you know, who's going to move in next door.
We might have willed it to be by worrying about it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Sure enough.
Maybe. So, being the upstanding neighbor that I am, I made some muffins to the new couple that moved in. No kids. I don't know if they're married. It's none of my business.
Why don't you just admit you made the muffins because you already knew the guy was a tinkerer?
Yeah, he likes to take his giant SUVs, I don't even know what the hell they are, and they're dirty in the driveway with all these tools all over the place. Tink, 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 while I'm trying
tinking
to work during
all
the day.
Day.
Yeah.
Day and night. Tink, you know, tink, clank, clank, tink.
I work from home as a writing an advice column, and yeah, it doesn't make for a peaceful situation. Anywho, I brought over the muffins, okay? And I make good muffins, okay?
Oh, great.
But that's
muffins.
Not the point. That's not the point. The point is, I was trying to be nice. The lady, wife, girlfriend, I don't know, says to me, honest to God, she said, "You think we can't afford muffins?"
Yeah.
I was taken back.
Yeah, and
I never heard such a thing.
Yeah, and the tinker, I could tell he's angry by the like that death metal music that he's blasting all the time. Something. You know, that maybe trying to drown out the tinks.
I guess
the tinkering.
Right, right. So I was like, I didn't know what to say. What do you say to that? And I said, you know, I was just trying to be nice. She said, well, I don't want your muffins. We don't need your muffins. So I left. So the upcoming days, tink, tink, tink. Loud music. I had to send Larry over.
Yeah, I hiked my pants up and went to confront the tinkerer. Yeah, what are you going to do? I had to say something, you know?
So I'm watching through the window because, you know, I don't like the sound of this. I'm ready to dial 911 if
well,
things
it sure
go
didn't
south.
Go good because the tinkerer did not like, apparently, me trying to politely explain
Mm-mm.
that, you know, you're working in the office in the day and the loud music and the tink, tink, clanks and stuff is one thing that's
mm-hmm.
bad enough. But
mm-hmm.
then what, once you get to like midnight and there's like a floodlight on greasy tools everywhere and there's
yeah.
still the tink, tink,
yeah.
clank and God forbid more music when you're trying to sleep,
right.
you know, I had something that had to be said. So I just got politely said, "Hey, we're just wondering, is there any way you could quiet it down, whatever?" He flipped out. He goes, what are you trying to, you think you're better than me with the muffins and everything just because you have a different kind of job, or what's your problem? The guy was like, got spastic on me, you know?
Yeah.
I says, "Oh, come on, buddy." I said, "I'm just asking if you could just like tone it down a little
mm-hmm.
bit, you know?" And he just, he was really pushing my buttons. I said, "Well, you know, you're kind of a tinkerer, aren't you? The tinkerer? Mm-hmm. How about I tink you in the head with this monkey wrench, you know?"
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
yeah.
"Oh my God, there's nothing to get violent about." I said, "Look, you know, you're tinkering all the time. We're trying to be nice. We gave you muffins. Nothing's good enough. What's the problem? My
yeah.
God."
So I yelled out, "Larry, just come home," because I just thought it's going nowhere. And of course, I didn't want to get involved, you know. And so we thought we were going to be nice neighbors. You know, don't call the police. Just try to deal with his neighbors, right?
Try, yeah, but I guess you can't mess with a tinkerer
because
no, they don't want to hear it.
Now we're stuck with these people living next to us.
Yep.
And it's a lot of animosity. Do you know, when I pull in the driveway, Larry, I just want to go right into the garage because I'm
yep.
terrified. I'm terrified.
We're trapped with the anti-muffin tinkerers, what we are.
So now we're thinking, maybe it's time that we move somewhere else. Isn't that awful?
We shouldn't have to move just because of a anti-muffin tinkerer
I
family,
know.
You know?
It's terrible. So anyway, here's the lesson. If somebody new moves in the neighborhood now, it's not 1975 or 1995 anymore where you could go over with muffins. You just got to mind your own business and just live your own life.
You hear too much tinkering? Stay away.
Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.